you believe there are actual terrorists among those 1,200 who are intent on doing some sort of harm at some point to citizens in Florida.
It's an absolute fact that ISIS has infiltrated the refugee program.
House Speaker Richard Corcoran's refugee statements on CBS Miami facing South Florida with Jim DeFede is raising some eyebrows in the Capitol. His remarks come ahead of a Thursday vote on legislation pulling Florida out of the U.S. refugee resettlement program. 1,200 Muslim refugees were resettled into Florida last year. That's about 3% of the Muslim refugees the U.S. took in 2016. Corcoran is supportive of President Donald Trump's embattled immigration order barring refugees from certain countries. And he's backing up his claim by pointing to recent comments by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement's Mark Glass. Here is Corcoran again on DeFede's show.
I believe that there's a tremendous potential likelihood that there are, and it's based on facts. We had a whole committee, 3 hours long, Jim, and we had FDLE, our law enforcement arm, come. And this is what they've told us. And we've read it all the time with Comey and the FBI. They don't know. They can't properly vet these people. And what we do know is this. This is our FDLE guy. The federal people wouldn't let us check their database and cross-check it. And the feds never even looked at our database to see if they're really related to some people in our area.
FDLE's Glass did brief Florida House lawmakers last month on a 2015 Homeland Security report that quotes high-ranking U.S. officials questioning the country's refugee vetting process.
The National Counterterrorism Center has identified individuals with ties to the terrorist groups in Syria attempted to gain entry to the U.S. through the U.S. refugee program. FBI Director James Comey has stated, there is a risk associated with bringing anybody in from the outside, but especially from a conflict zone like Syria.
But Glass also says of the 16 people arrested in Florida over the past 5 years for alleged terrorist activity, none were refugees. And more recently, the NSC director testified that homegrown violent extremists like the Pulse nightclub shooter in Orlando and last month's Fort Lauderdale airport shooter are a much bigger problem. Both were U.S. citizens. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Pro Temp Bobby DeBose says Corcoran has yet to respond to his Monday letter with facts to why he thinks Florida's refugees pose a larger danger.
I just feel that, you know, our citizens need to have that information, and if it's something in regards to policy and we're going to make a decision that's going to impact the folks that live here in Florida, I think we have a right to have, you know, all information that's available.
Debate over accepting refugees spiked in 2015 after terrorist attacks in Europe. Debate over accepting refugees spiked in 2015 after terrorist attacks in Europe. A spokesman for Corcoran also cited articles in Newsweek magazine and the New York Times. The Newsweek article is an opinion piece from April of last year by a fellow at a conservative think tank. The New York Times article discussed refugee security concerns in Germany. The U.S. State Department says the vetting process includes background checks, biometric scans, and interviews taking between 18 and 24 months. Approving the Florida bill pulling Florida out of the U.S. refugee program would be entirely symbolic. Federal aid flows through the state to local resettlement agencies. If Florida does leave the program, the money would go directly to the agencies. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Sarah Mueller.